Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Of course, we all know the stories of Jesus written in the Gospels in the New Testament, but did you know that Jesus actually appeared in human form before his birth a number of times in the Old Testament? Ezra Benjamin is back with me today as my co-host, but we also have a guest, Troy Wallace, who is a member of our leadership team here at Jewish Voice. Troy oversees both the congregational development in places like Africa, where we're working, Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, and he's also heads up our leadership development, and he's a great teacher. Troy, I can't believe in all the years you've been working with me, we haven't had you on this program.
I'm just glad to be here,
yeah,
John.
It's great to have you.
Absolutely.
So we're going to tackle an issue today that I love this. It's one of my favorite things. We're going to be talking about Jesus appearing actually in human form in the Old Testament. Troy, let me put up a graph here to look at.
Okay.
Just an illustration. So this is something we talked about earlier. And this is maybe the way that you view or kind of have viewed without maybe even thinking about it, the Old and New Testament. So here's kind of a traditional view that I find with Christians. There's the old and the new, and they're delineated. So old is the law. The New Testament is grace. Old is Moses. The new is Jesus.
Sure.
The old is history and context. The new is now. This
right.
is what we believe now. We're
right.
New Testament believers. The old is prophecy. There's messianic prophecies, maybe types and shadows. The New Testament is the fulfillment.
Sure.
The fulfillment. In other words, the completion. And then the old is about the Father, and the new is about the Son. So this is, maybe
a lot
this is oversimplified.
Think that way. I think
maybe
a lot
it's
of
oversimplified, but it's a framework that I think many would agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've heard the same thing in conversation for many years. Jesus came to give us grace, and Moses came to give us the law. But if you really look into it, the system of the Levitical priesthood is a grace-based system. It's not the Son who's come to make atonement once and for all. It's the grace-based system of the blood of bulls and goats, which the writer of Hebrews tells us has real power to forgive sin. It's temporary. It's not for the once and for all effect that Jesus has with his blood.
Yeah, and there's some law in the new. There's some judgment in the new.
Absolutely. You know, I heard one scholar say that actually if you look at the commandments in the New Testament, in the New Covenant Scriptures, there's 1,100. So doubles the 613 from the Torah. So just the scholarship on that really challenges a little bit of the way that we think. And so if we think about just the picture, not just the picture, the types and shadow of the Son in the Old Testament, if I may, but really he shows up there a few times too.
He does. We're presenting, I think, a different biblical view on Jewish Voice, which is not this dichotomy of the old and the new mm-hmm. history and now Father, Son, but the Father's in the new, the Son is in the old,
right?
Right? And I love this expression, Torah foundational.
Absolutely.
We believe in the foundation of the Old Covenant Scriptures providing a context for understanding the new.
Right, and just the idea that it's the same story from cover to cover. There's new episodes, there's new things that show up, there's different pictures, we learn new stuff, but from cover to cover, the narrative is consistent.
Yeah, it is.
So important. Now, Troy, you said Jesus actually showing up or appearing in the Old Testament. There's kind of a fancy theological word maybe you haven't heard before at home, theophany. Now, before you think this is way above my level and change the channel, explain that to us.
Well, it's just a real simple principle that we see images of God in the form of a man.
Okay.
In the text, mm-hmm. in the Old Testament text, we see these appearances.
Okay.
So he's making himself known and it's in the form of a man. Some people call it the Christophany as well. The idea of Christ pre-incarnate appearing in the form of a man. And we see it really, actually, there's 56 times that we see that in the Tanakh, in the Hebrew Scriptures.
Jesus shows up 56 times in the Hebrew Scriptures?
Well, let me say it this way. The God of Israel shows up 56 times in the form of a man in the Hebrew Scriptures. Now, he wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
He didn't get born until, you know, Gabriel showed up with Mary.
Right.
But God, the God of Israel, is in the form of a man with the patriarchs and matriarchs of Israel, and usually he gets worshipped. Like, it's the God of Israel in the form of a man. It's so beautiful.
It's such a big deal because we're not talking just about messianic prophecy pointing to the future.
Correct.
But in that context.
Right.
Yeah.
So messianic prophecies, there's different ways to interpret it. But when we look at the Hebrew text and it says, God appeared as a man, like, it's really hard to interpret that to mean something
else. To explain it away.
Right, exactly.
So you've read the Old Testament. Most of you watching have read it numerous times. Have you ever seen this before?
And
maybe we need eyes to see.
Yeah, Jonathan, our audience, I hope you're being a Berean, as they say, and you're saying, show me in the Scriptures one of these 56 times and maybe I'll believe you. Troy, give us an
example. Just one.
Let's jump in.
Maybe just one.
Yeah.
Genesis 18,
Verses
1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Just two simple verses. It says, then the Lord appeared to him, that is to Abraham, by the terebinth trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So he, Abraham, lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when Abraham saw these three men, one of whom was the Lord, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself down in worship.
Wow.
I mean, it's the Lord. It's unqualified. Abraham saw the Lord as one of three men in the middle of the day, and his response was to run up and bow down and worship him.
This is not just three angels. This is Abraham recognizing that one of the three is the Lord himself.
That's right. The text says it's the Lord. Unqualified, the Lord appears.
Awesome.
As a man, Abraham worships him.
Troy, it's incredible. I think we can sometimes read the Scriptures so many times that we don't really read what it says. And
right.
I, even in my own, you know, experience reading through the Bible over and over, I can sort of replace the idea here with, and the Lord sent three messengers. But you're saying, look at the Scripture.
Look.
The Lord is one of the three messengers.
He's one of the three who appears to Abraham.
Wow.
In the heat of the day.
Nuts. So what does Abraham do in response to this? Abraham knows one of these three guys is Adonai, is the Lord.
Well, I think let's talk a minute about how does he know who he is?
Okay.
Like, this isn't the first time, actually, that Abraham encountered this figure.
That was my question, because in Abraham, you see angels, you know, it would be an automatic response.
Right. But he meets the Lord. The Lord's the one who speaks to him in Genesis 12 and tells him to leave. So he knows the sound of his voice. In Genesis 15, the Lord appears. Now, it's not as a man in this case. It's in a smoking pot and a flaming pillar
is the way it
says. And then in Genesis 17, the chapter right before, the Lord appeared to Abraham and told him that he needed to circumcise all the men in his household. So Abraham, like, he'd interacted with this figure before. He knew what he looked like.
Yeah.
So when he saw him, his response was to get up, even in the heat of the day, to get right up and run out there and bow down and worship.
This is such a great point, that he knew.
He
had
knew
a relationship.
Yeah. Right. He heard his voice before. He had seen him before, maybe in a slightly different manifestation,
sure,
if I could say it that
sure
way. But he'd interacted with him. Like, I don't want to overdo it and say that they're friends, but they are acquaintances.
Abraham,
they know each other.
He has a history in God so that he knows when God shows up in his life.
Right. And his response is not like a polite Middle Eastern bow, you know, or like a maybe an Asian culture bow, like from the waist. He Vayishtaku. He gets all the way down on the ground and worships him.
Crazy.
I mean, it's incredible. And then he says, "Hey, Sarah, we got to get some food together here." By the way, and then he serves him lunch. He serves him lunch, and what does he serve him? He serves him milk and meat together,
right?
Which is interesting.
Right.
God in the form of a man,
and that's a whole other story.
That's for another program.
Right. Yeah. They get together and have lunch, and in the midst of the dialogue,
right,
The Lord who appears starts talking to Abraham and Sarah about their progeny, continues the covenant of offspring. He starts to share with them about what's going to come for Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a conversation. It's like this, except it's a little warmer. They're just getting to know each other.
Right.
God's making promises.
It's incredible. God
Troy,
cared.
Is this the pre-incarnate Messiah?
I'm very comfortable saying yes.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get a chance to talk about why I think so in a few minutes here.
Gosh. God wants you to reread the Old Testament and it will come alive for you. Really. From Genesis to Revelation, this is the inspired Word of God. We need to take a short break to let you know how you can get involved in changing lives by supporting Jewish Voice. I know that you may be presented with a lot of different opportunities to give, but I want you to know that your donations to Jewish Voice are truly making a difference. Please take a moment to listen to our announcer, and we'll be right back with much more.
From the discussion today, you can see why understanding the details in Scripture is so important to your faith and your knowledge of the Word of God. To help you, Jonathan has prepared some great resources to further your study of the Bible. For your one-time gift today of $40 or more in support of Jewish Voice, we'll send you the intriguing book, Who Ate Lunch with Abraham? It's a fascinating journey from Genesis to Revelation, connecting the Old and New Testaments. In addition, we'll also include Jonathan's DVD teaching, Jacob Becomes Israel, revealing the steps to receiving God's blessings in your life. Would you consider joining Jonathan as a new monthly Shalom partner? As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new Shalom partner with a gift of just $50 today, we'll include the new Jewish Voice Study Bible. This exciting new NIV edition has been created exclusively for those wanting to read and understand Scripture better than ever before. It's filled with study aids that will truly make the Word of God come alive. Make sure to request the Jesus in the Old Testament package when you contact us today. Call the 800 number on the screen and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv. Thank you so much for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan, Ezra, and Troy Wallace.
Welcome back. We're talking about incredible appearances of God in human form in the Old Testament. But before we do, can I just take a moment to say thank you? We honestly could not do this work without you. So thank you for your generous giving and especially for joining Jewish Voice as a monthly Shalom partner. Your ongoing monthly support of this ministry is so valued. We appreciate it. The people that we're helping and sharing the gospel with appreciate it. We appreciate you. So thank you. Troy, I love this topic, one of my favorite topics. It makes the Old Testament come alive. It's not Jesus appearing in the new. He's found throughout the old. It completely changes the way that we read the Old Testament. I wanted just you to quickly comment on Jacob becoming Israel, because that also is a theophany. It's an appearance of the Lord very clearly, because Jacob recognizes that he's seen the Lord.
That's what he says afterwards. Yeah. I've seen the Lord and I'm living.
Right. And maybe you've read it 100 times and you go, yeah, the angel of the Lord. But what's really, and maybe you look closer and go, wait a minute, there's a capital A there. What does that mean? What's going on here with Jacob?
Well, I mean, Jacob, like Abraham, has an encounter with the God of Israel with his own God in the form of a man.
Okay.
And he wrestles with him all night. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just such an interesting passage for many reasons. But one of the reasons I find it so interesting is the Lord blesses him because he wrestles with him. Like, that's very different maybe than some Christian, like, formal, we're serene and severe with God. Like, God blesses Jacob because he's willing to wrestle with him. And the effect of that wrestling is that Jacob's contending with God for a blessing.
Wow.
He's, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Mm-hmm. You got to bless me.
Right.
And the Lord overcomes him finally by punching him in the leg. He limps for the rest of his life. He lets him go.
Uh, There's one more great one I want you to share with us from Daniel.
Well, so
jump into this.
Daniel 10, Daniel has this experience with the Lord himself. And it says this in verse 5 of Daniel 10. Mm-hmm. It says, I, Daniel, lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man. I just want to pause there for a minute. Ish echad. There's this certain man that Daniel sees, and then he goes on to describe him. He's clothed, he's girded about his waist with gold. His body is like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning. His eyes are like torches of fire.
Wow.
His arms and feet like burnished bronze, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. Mm. And if you skip down a little bit to verse 9, it says, when Daniel heard the sound of his words, he fell down in a deep sleep on his face on the ground.
Wow.
It's this fantastic appearance. And Daniel's overcome with not only what he sees and hears and the experience that he has, but he's overcome with the sound of his voice. Wow. He falls down as if he's asleep, maybe almost like he's dead. And Daniel has this, it's just a glorious experience of seeing the Lord himself.
Yeah, the fear of the Lord, the awe of the Lord.
Absolutely.
But Troy, this is something, if you read this to most people without identifying where it was, they'd immediately say, New Testament, right?
I think they'd say one specific place in the New Testament.
Revelation.
And I thought it'd be fun to read it.
Sure.
From Revelation 1.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Here's the thing. In Daniel, the identity of this man is just described as a certain man.
Okay.
Ish echad. But when we get to Revelation 1, which the full title of the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus the Messiah. It's a revelation of who Jesus is.
Right.
And John's Jesus' best friend. Like, they are super close. John sees him in a glorious form, but let's look at the description of it. It says this in verse 13, there's one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about the chest with a golden band.
Wow.
His eyes are like flames of fire, his feet like brass, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
Wow.
Like, it's almost the exact same description. Mm-hmm. But here's the amazing thing, because it's in the New Testament, it's surrounded by red letters. Like, we know that this appearance of one like the Son of Man is Jesus, because the things that this figure says are in red letters.
Mm-hmm.
But what's John's response? Verse 17, mm-hmm. John, Jesus' best friend, when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as if dead.
Wow.
Very similar to what happened to Daniel.
Right.
A deep sleep on his face. It's incredible, the reality of it.
Uh-huh. So, Troy, if there's any Christophany, if there's any appearance of the Messiah, so the God of Israel leaves an open interpretation.
Agreed.
But this one.
It's so clear. Like, it's really hard to debate.
That's right.
I mean, I know one's written in Greek and one's from the Tanakh, so there's some language differences if you get into some of the root words, but the visual and the audio and the response of Daniel and of John is exactly the same.
Wow.
It's incredible how much that this can change the way we see things.
I'm thinking of the book of Hebrews, right? It says Yeshua the Messiah, or Jesus, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And right here, cover to cover, it's there.
And here's the most amazing thing to me. This guy that appears to Daniel, mm-hmm. the God of Israel, got born. Like, I don't understand the mystery of the incarnation, but somehow the Holy Spirit overshadows Miriam and he just goes down inside of her. Like, it's the greatest miracle since creation, as far as I'm concerned, the idea of the incarnation. Wow. The God of Israel becoming a man and getting born and taking the name Jesus.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Yeah. It's not something you can grasp with your mind.
Sure.
You really can't.
It has to come alive in your
any
heart.
Any more than the triune nature of God.
Right. But as we're talking, I hope the people at home, I hope you are having an experience where who Jesus is to you is expanding and coming alive in a more significant way.
Amen.
Amen.
I love it. Something comes alive in us when we get a fresh revelation, a new revelation of the fullness of who Jesus Yeshua is. Troy, you know, maybe our audience is listening saying, great, you gave me a couple examples. You said there's 56 appearances of God in the form of a man in the Old Testament alone. But how, if you wanted to challenge our audience and say, I'm going to show you one place okay. to be sure that I'm sure that this is really what's happening, where do we go in the scriptures?
You know, I think John 1 verse 18. Mm-hmm. Is a great passage, and maybe I'll just read it
sure.
so people don't
yeah, we'll
don't
it
try to
the
take
now.
Don't try to take
so
my word for it.
Right.
It says this in verse 18 of John 1. It says no one. Let me just pause. It doesn't say no man, no woman. It says no one.
Okay.
No person has seen God at any time.
Wow.
That was a big deal because we're talking about God in the appearance, God in the form of a man appearing mm-hmm. across the sweep of scriptures. Mm-hmm. But here's how John clarifies that. Or qualifies it. He says, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. So if no one's seen God the Father at any time, but the only begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father has made him known, mm-hmm. has declared him to us, that means everywhere we see some form of the God of Israel in the sweep of Scripture, it's the Son declaring him to us.
So whenever there's appearance,
it's
based on this verse.
Based on this verse.
It's the pre-incarnate Messiah.
Right. And here's the thing, Jonathan and Ezra. John doesn't just say it in chapter 1, verse 18. He also says it in John 5:37. He says it in John 6:46. He says it in 1 John 4:12 and 1 John 4:20. But John's not the only one that says something like this. Paul also says three different times that people haven't seen the Father or seen God.
Wow.
Paul says that the Son is the visible image of the invisible God, meaning God the Father's invisible. The Son is the only one who's
yeah.
visible. That applies not just once he was born,
mm-hmm.
but applies to the sweep of Scripture from cover to
yeah.
cover.
But
it's
you go,
so exciting.
You go back to our little chart. It's
right.
not the old is the Father and
right.
the new is the Son.
It's
the old
Jesus,
is the Father and the Son and the Spirit of God, all present.
And Jesus is from cover to cover.
Yeah.
Like we can
yeah.
understand and learn about who Jesus is from the beginning of this book to the end.
That's crazy.
Read your Old Testament anew, keeping that in mind, and find those 56. And list them. We'll have a reward for you if you send them in. We need a moment to share with you how you can receive the resources that we're making available today, and also how you can get involved with Jewish Voice. Would you please pray about joining us as a Shalom partner today? Your continued monthly support will quite literally change lives and give us the opportunity to share the gospel. That's the most important thing. Share the gospel with thousands of precious people, many of them Jewish and hearing for the first time. Stay with us after this short message. We'll be back to pray with you and come into agreement with you for your needs. Don't go away.
From the discussion today, you can see why understanding the details in Scripture is so important to your faith and your knowledge of the Word of God. To help you, Jonathan has prepared some great resources to further your study of the Bible. For your one-time gift today of $40 or more in support of Jewish Voice, we'll send you the intriguing book, Who Ate Lunch with Abraham? It's a fascinating journey from Genesis to Revelation, connecting the Old and New Testaments. In addition, we'll also include Jonathan's DVD teaching, Jacob Becomes Israel, revealing the steps to receiving God's blessings in your life. Would you consider joining Jonathan as a new monthly Shalom partner? As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new Shalom partner with a gift of just $50 today, we'll include the new Jewish Voice Study Bible. This exciting new NIV edition has been created exclusively for those wanting to read and understand Scripture better than ever before. It's filled with study aids that will truly make the Word of God come alive. Make sure to request the Jesus in the Old Testament package when you contact us today. Call the 800 number on the screen and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv. Thank you so much for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan, Ezra, and Troy Wallace.
We want to take just a moment before we finish the program to pray over you and agree with you in prayer. We get a lot of prayer requests for financial provision and family restoration and healing. God hears those prayers and answers. And I love the scripture where two or three agree on anything, it shall be done. So, Troy, would you just lead us in prayer and just agree with us together? We're standing with you right now. Just trust the Lord.
Lord, we thank you that you're the author of peace. You're not the author of confusion. You're the author of peace. And we just ask that whoever is hearing, whoever's tuning in with us, Lord, we just ask that you would touch their hearts and minds with peace. Maybe there's something going on in their family. Maybe there's something that they're hearing in the news that's stirring up confusion and anxiety. Lord, we just say thank you that you are the author. You're the author of peace.
Yes,
you're the
Lord.
Author and finisher of our faith. Lord. We just ask that you would bless those who are with us today. Lord, we ask that you touch their hearts and minds with peace. Amen. In the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to jewishvoice.tv. One more, jewishvoice.tv. You can also send us your prayer request right on the website. We have a team here at Jewish Voice that's committed to reading and praying over your request by name. We believe in the power of prayer, and we care about you, and more importantly, God cares about you. To close our program today, I also want to remind you what God asked each of us to do in Psalm 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. So if you want to prosper this week, pray for the Jewish friend in your life and pray for Israel. I'd like to thank Troy Wallace for joining us today. And until next time, this is Jonathan Burness and Ezra Benjamin saying shalom and God bless you. Hey, I want to make you aware of our new Jewish Voice mobile app, by the way. It's easy to download, and it will provide you with up-to-date information about what's happening in Israel, about our ministry projects, and it really is easy. I downloaded. You just enter My JVMI in your app store, and then you download it onto your device, and I hope you'll do it today.